afternoon. This is Francis, your volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you our Listener Beware program. For the next half hour, you'll hear about scams, schemes, fraud, and ways to protect yourself and your money. We have one article today from the Consumer's Checkbook. Manipulative marketing is now the norm. 30 tricks sellers use to make you pay up and pay too much, by Kevin Brassler, last updated November 2023. More than ever, companies are using an arsenal of marketing tricks to manipulate consumers to spend now and spend more. While many of these tactics have been around for centuries, those appeals to pay up have grown increasingly bold and dishonest, often enabled by new technology. For nearly 50 years, our undercover shoppers have collected more than 1 million prices for everything from alterations to zucchini from hundreds of types of retailers and service providers, home improvement contractors, auto repair shops, stores selling expensive products, dentists, veterinarians, travel booking sites, grocery stores, and more. Our research constantly reveals huge company-to-company price differences. Some places charge more than double what their nearby competitors charge for the exact same work or product. One reason for this is that companies know most customers won't bother to shop around, so they can name their own price. Sometimes consumers don't compare prices because it's a pain to scour the internet for the lowest price on a stove or to schedule four or five contractors to bid on a roofing job. But often we find buyers don't compare prices because they've been duped into thinking that they're getting a great deal. Here are 30 sneaky pricing and selling strategies to watch out for. Constant sales. Most retailers constantly advertise big savings. These promotions rarely offer real discounts, but are rather attempts to mislead. Consumers' Checkbook's researchers tracked prices of big-ticket items sold at 24 major retailers for 33 weeks. We found that sales at 21 of the stores were usually or often bogus, with supposedly lower prices being offered more than half the time. At some stores, the fake sales never end. For several chains, we found most items we tracked were offered at a false discount every week or almost every week we checked. In other words, the regular price shown on price tags is seldom, if ever, what customers actually pay. These special but not really special discounts, holiday sales, and red dot spring/summer/whatever events are designed to manipulate you into buying items right away while on sale, lest you soon face higher prices. It dissuades you from shopping around. After all, if something is 60% off, why compare prices elsewhere? This good deal euphoria is also designed to make you snap up more stuff while you're at it. Federal law states that stores can't claim to offer items at a discount if the displayed regular or list prices weren't offered for a reasonable amount of time. For several years, our research has proved that most stores constantly violate the law by displaying dishonest list prices that they rarely, if ever, charge. And the practice is growing. Even if a retailer promises steep savings of 60% or more, it's probably just a marketing gimmick, not a real discount, and likely not the lowest available price. Before buying, shop around. We have advice on the best ways to do that. Search results dominated by ads. Search for a product on Amazon, Google, Walmart, Target, or Facebook, and much of what you'll get shown is ads. Ditto when using Instacart and restaurant delivery apps. Although these companies often too subtly identify these offers with labels such as sponsored, they display so many ads that shoppers are overwhelmed. Google and Facebook have for years existed mostly as advertising vehicles, but now many retailers have shifted from selling stuff to marketing stuff for manufacturers and other advertising clients. The practice is growing rapidly. In 2022, Amazon reported revenue of $37.74 billion from these ads. In the second quarter of 2023 alone, it pulled in nearly $11 billion a 22% jump from the previous year. Many websites now treat their customers as sales leads for advertisers rather than customers. They don't point us toward the best deals or the highest quality merchandise anymore. Instead, we're pushed to buy from their biggest advertising spenders, making it difficult to shop for the best stuff. As Washington Post technology reporter Jeffrey Fowler summed it up, Amazon might feel unbeatable for service, fast shipping, and easy returns. But as a place to find products, it's becoming a tacky strip mall filled with neon signs pointing you in all the wrong directions. Invading your privacy. Most of the selling schemes we describe are sneaky pricing ploys and offers that aren't as advertised. But marketers increasingly rely on acquiring vast amounts of data from consumers to use in their marketing schemes. Computer and phone manufacturers, internet service providers, Google and other search services, mapping apps, social media websites, credit card companies, smartphone apps, and retailers relentlessly scoop up information about you. They track web pages you visit, how long you linger on them, and links you click. They keep tabs on what you buy and how much you spend. They access your credit scores. They follow your movements from website to website. They use GPS to record where you travel. They listen in to your conversations using your device's microphones. They track who you interact with, and they check on how much you borrow. Even brick-and-mortar retailers use Bluetooth and Wi-Fi beacons to signal when you pass near or enter their stores and then track your movements. Want the best deal from an online retailer or grocery store? You'll probably have to join a program that allows the company to grab your data. Your recorded online life is compiled and sold or traded by thousands of companies, usually with the help of data brokers that are largely unregulated and not required to tell you what they've collected or shared. Data about our private lives constantly fuel a commercial surveillance industry that generates hundreds of billions of dollars each year. The companies that perform or enable all this snooping? Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Google, and Microsoft are so prevalent and dominant in hardware and software that they're de facto monopolies. You can't divorce yourself from them without going off the digital grid. There's rarely clear disclosure of what data these companies collect and what they can do with it. When you agreed to its terms of use, did you realize most of the apps on your phone would collect and sell where you traveled every day? Likely not. Plus, many companies are making lots of money buying and selling our data, which are being used in ways we never really agreed to. Worse, there's not much we can do to stop it. Digital privacy laws in the U.S. require consumers to take charge of their data and opt out of all of this sharing each time they access a new site or download an app. And businesses that collect and sell these data are counting on that not happening. You might say that this is no big deal. Who cares if companies know you prefer Doritos or tend to buy green shirts and then show you ads for those things? Well, most of these companies' databases have been breached, meaning criminals also have access to your data, which they can use to prey on you using their own increasingly sophisticated schemes. And companies are increasingly using our info against us, not just to serve up ads, but to decide what to offer us and how much to charge for it. Instead of being treated as customers, we're increasingly viewed as data points that can be sold to other companies. Inflated anchor prices. Fake regular prices or anchor prices enable misleading sales. Most sellers show prices that are crossed out with lower sale prices splashed nearby. But these list and regular prices are rarely, if ever, charged by the store or its competitors. They're tricks to make that day's prices seem like bargains. Most retailers don't prominently disclose where anchor prices come from. The ones that offer explanations typically bury them in the terms and conditions section of their websites and usually say regular prices are supplied by manufacturers. But some provide even more absurd justifications. The legalese section of Kohl's website outrageously states, "The regular or original price of an item is the former or future offered price for the item or a comparable item by Kohl's or another retailer. Actual sales may not have been made at the regular or original prices." That's right. Kohl's is stating that its competitors might in the future charge the imaginary prices it uses to anchor its misleading discounts. Does it own a time machine? Like fake sale prices, this is illegal. By law, sellers are prevented from displaying crossed-out regular prices if they're not the retailer's prevailing prices. Unfortunately, use of fake anchor prices is a standard tactic for many types of businesses now. Deceptive patterns. Websites and apps often use tricks to get you to buy things, sign up for services you don't want, or agree to see more ads. These deceptive designs, also called dark patterns, often include confusing wording. For example, alternating the meaning of on and off when asking users to designate their preferences for receiving future email offers. Another common ploy is to pre-populate web forms to sneakily opt in customers to agree to let the company collect their data, receive promotional emails, or even pay extra for trip insurance or extended warranties. Pop-up ads also frequently feature deceptive designs by making it difficult to locate or see a small X to get rid of the ad, or position close buttons in odd spots, hoping users will tap on the ad and see the next phase of their pitches rather than getting rid of the ad. Online retailers also use dark patterns to illegally upsell their customers. Amazon, for example, automatically enrolls users in its Prime subscription program, which costs $14.99 a month or $139 a year if at checkout they click Continue with Prime Delivery instead of selecting a normal delivery option. Select the top option and there's no easy way to undo it. These types of schemes are illegal. In June 2023, the FTC sued Amazon, alleging it enrolls customers in its Prime program without their consent and then makes canceling difficult. The FTC said Amazon knowingly duped millions of consumers into unknowingly enrolling in Amazon Prime for many years. Bait and switch. Unfortunately, for many services, the prices you're offered are rarely what you'll actually pay. Hidden fees cost consumers billions each year. Some of the biggest offenders are hotel and vacation booking sites, which in search results churn out per-night rates that don't include mandatory resort and other fees. When our researchers recently checked rates for 75 sample stays at 3-, 4-, and 5-star hotels in major cities, they found that 48 of the 75 hotels charged resort or facility fees ranging from $2 to $60 per night. On average, mandatory hotel fees added $27 a night to our stays. Scarcity warnings. Demand is high, supply is low. Act quickly or you won't get that hotel room / pair of sandals / grill. Usually, it's a ruse to make you buy now. For example, Consumers Checkbooks researchers spent weeks pricing hotel stays at various travel booking websites. At most sites, we were often warned in search results about sold-out hotels or only one left. The design of each website constantly indicated that unless we booked right away, there would be no rooms at the inns. Our investigation found these warnings about low availability were dishonest. Most hotels still had plenty of rooms. We conducted 80 searches for hotel stays in major cities across 8 websites and all spit out misleading messages. We later repeated these searches 3 times over 3 weeks. Each time our shoppers got alerts about non-existent shortages. Don't let these warnings keep you from shopping around. Even if someone else buys that last discontinued sofa, salespeople will find something else to sell you. Drip pricing. Similar to bait and switch, some companies tout only part of a total price you must pay. For example, cable TV operators might promise new customers low prices of $79 a month, but once they add in fees, taxes, and rental fees for things that should be standard, routers, remotes, DVRs, etc., you'll pay $150 a month or more. Airlines' prices also appear artificially low, since basic economy fares don't often include baggage fees, carry-on allowances, seat selection, ability to accrue frequent flyer miles, or the right to cancel or change your trip, even for a fee. Carriers use basic economy prices to lure you in before piling on extra charges for basic needs. People also bought... Salespeople always need something to sell, which is why websites and stores show you stuff related to what you've searched to motivate you to keep adding items to your cart. Price lineups and decoys. Most consumers, when presented with a lineup of product models with an array of features and price points, will select one in the middle. Stores often use this tendency to upsell shoppers by showing them seemingly less desirable or budget options, knowing buyers will likely splurge for a higher-priced model. Price decoys also nudge shoppers toward higher prices. Retailers often display a significantly more expensive option, say, a $1,700 necklace, right next to a $500 one, to make the lower price tag seem more affordable. Apple, for example, does this with its watches. You likely won't pony up $1,200 or more dollars for one of its Hermes branded models, or even $799 for its top-end Ultra model. But those prices make spending $249 or $399 for its basic watches seem like a decent value. Often when you shop online, search results make it look like products are displayed in random order. There's usually nothing random about this. Websites are designed to show you a few choices to help you feel good about the price you do pay. Fake competition. Many consumers assume they're enjoying low prices due to fierce competition among Amazon, Walmart, Target, and other mega retailers, plus easy-to-compare prices using Google and other search engines. Unfortunately, that's usually false. There is little price competition for many big-ticket items like appliances, TVs, computers, and smartphones, and bikes. That's because sellers, in collaboration with manufacturers and online search engines, work hard to avoid getting undersold. One way manufacturers and retailers avoid price wars is by using minimum advertised price, MAP policies, which prohibit retailers from advertising products for prices below preset minimums. If a product's MAP is $499, that's the lowest price retailers can advertise. While it's still worth shopping around, this means there's little price competition for many products. Search Google and other search engines for DeWalt drill best price, and it will show you pricing from multiple retailers that pay it for advertising or placement, but not necessarily tell you about lower prices available from other sellers. Another way companies with dominant market share present an illusion of competition is by operating several different brands. While it seems like there are dozens of travel booking websites fighting for your dough, Agoda, Booking.com, Expedia, Hotels.com, Hotwire, Kayak, Momondo, Orbitz, Priceline, Travelocity, Trivago, and many others, most are owned by either Expedia Group or Book Holdings. Lack of competition usually means higher prices. Sellers should set their own prices without agreement or constraints. Worthless service contracts, trip protection, and other add-ons. Shop for a phone, TV, sofa, appliance, vacuum, or dozens of other types of products, and you'll get urged to shell out for a protection plan or extended warranty. Book a flight or hotel stay, and you'll be pushed to protect your trip. To sell these plans, companies prey on our loss aversion tendencies. Most consumers would much rather avoid losing something than pay the same price to replace it. For some reason, losing a $100 bill feels far more painful than buying something for $100. Warning about big risks at checkout creates anxiety and makes us ripe for paying extra to protect ourselves. Consumers Checkbook has evaluated these mini peace of mind policies, including extended product warranties, travel insurance, rental car coverage, home warranties, and more. We find these plans help their sellers make moolah. The service contracts sold by major retailers typically net them 50 to 70% of the selling prices, but don't provide much value to consumers. Buy insurance to protect against risks that could be financially catastrophic. House fires, auto accidents, medical care, but not to pay for repairs or replacement products you could easily afford. Poorly disclosed paid endorsements. Endorsements can be highly persuasive, which is why advertisers love them. But to avoid misleading consumers, recommendations should be genuine and honest, and any relationships, such as compensation, between the advertiser and the endorser should be disclosed. Unfortunately, actors, celebrities, musicians, sports figures, and other pitch people rarely note they're being paid to provide seemingly authentic testimonials. The problem is especially prevalent on social media, where influencers often promote products and services during videos as if they are spontaneous recommendations, not lucrative endorsement deals. In May 2022, the FTC proposed several revisions to its guidelines that would clarify and strengthen rules for traditional media, plus apply guidelines to cover influencer endorsements on podcasts, social media, and elsewhere. If enacted, the new rules would clarify what qualifies as a material connection that needs to be disclosed and how such disclosures should be made, requiring clear and conspicuous disclosures that are difficult to miss, i.e., easily noticeable, and easily understandable by ordinary consumers. The FTC also proposed that celebrities and influencers must disclose any material connection to their advertisers. And if product review bloggers include affiliate links, which earn them commission when readers make purchases, that compensation needs to be disclosed even for independently generated reviews. Free or inexpensive trial periods. Companies that offer subscriptions often bait their sales hooks with introductory discounts or reduced costs trial memberships, knowing that once customers sign up, they'll later pay higher rates month after month. Every year or two, reevaluate your business relationships, particularly your cable and cell phone bills, bank accounts, and credit card accounts to make sure you're not paying for something you're not using or no longer getting the best rate. For phone, internet, and TV service, you might find your current company now offers a package or plan that provides more for less. Don't expect the company to offer this voluntarily. Be proactive. Call or go to the store and ask, "How can I lower my monthly bill?" If you've done your homework, especially if you know a competitor is offering a better deal, you'll have more bargaining power. Don't forget to cancel all the subscriptions you've signed up for but no longer use. Buy now, pay later. If a seller knows its customers will balk at a big price tag, it might offer to split it into smaller installments. You can now find payment plans on shoes, appliances, vacations, and even burritos. These Buy Now, Pay Later, BNPL, financing offers continue to grow rapidly, pushed by major retailers under partnerships with third-party financing companies, including Affirm, Afterpay, Klarna, Pay in 4, PayPal, Sezzle, ShopPay, and Zip. Not to be outdone, credit card companies now offer BNPL options for certain purchases. All these companies offer what seems like a chance to finance your purchases over time, often without paying interest. But as the availability of BNPL financing continues to surge, so do delinquency rates among its consumers. While these lending products are marketed as smarter ways to pay than using credit cards, borrowers who don't make payments on time can get hit with costly penalties and damaged credit. This is shadow banking at its worst, said Marshall Lux, a senior fellow at Harvard University who studies these offers. The fact that it is almost completely unregulated is terrible. BNPL financing plans were carefully designed to avoid federal regulation. The fact that the Truth in Lending Act applies to 5 payments or more, and the most common form of BNPL is 4 payments, says that someone thought carefully about how to construct this thing, Lux said. This is not technically classified as a loan, but for God's sake, it's a loan, and consumers need to be protected. Using a BNPL service could make it more challenging to help if you want to cancel a purchase or are dissatisfied with the merchandise you received. There's now a third party, the BNPL service, between you and the retailer. And BNPL does not provide the same legal protections you get when you pay with a credit card. If your purchase is defective or simply you don't like it, do you deal with the lender or the retailer? And that concludes our Listener Beware program for today. I hope you found this helpful. This is Frances at Sun Sounds. Have a great rest of your day. If you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. Left click on Broadcast Info and Audio. Then, under Programming Links, left click on On Demand Podcasts. Also, you can now listen to Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device.